This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
Oh, I love Keith Whitley.
I'm a friend of thunder.
Let's listen to a little bit of this, then go right back to the calls.
Wonder lightning strike. Me.
Best line right here.
I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
That's such a good point when the devil gives up on you. You can feel it.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
I can look at that 1980s there. That's what George Strait was a big fan of. Drank himself to death. All right, enough of Keith Whitley. Good stuff, though. You know, I don't get up here and say positive news if I don't think things are positive. I'm not one of these globalist cheerleaders. In fact, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I got accused of being gloom and doom and negative. Well, I was believing in you that if bad things were happening, and I told you they were happening, and you checked it out and found out they were, that you're like me, you'd want to do something about it. And that's the case. You have. I bet on you because I bet on me. I believe in myself. I believe in you. But I got to tell you, no one is buying these hoax pipe bombs. And it just shows the desperation. And it just shows the craziness of these people, just like the whole Kavanaugh fakeness. He's raping women on boats and in Colorado. None of it's true. Now, criminal investigation from the Senate to the Justice Department on Horseface's lawyer and the other woman who's family and everybody else said, you know, she's really bad news and there's restraining orders, the rest of it, and that they made false statements. That means they've lined it up and proven it. So we're not out of the woods, but we're awake now and fighting, so things are better. And that's it. Resistance is victory. So let's go back to these great callers, Jeff and Devin and Steve and Riley and Steve and T-Man. We're talking to folks that are former military, current military, current law enforcement, former EOD, that's Ordnance Handling and Disposal. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Jeff in Indiana. Jeff, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello. How you doing today, Alex?
I'm getting blamed for these fake bombs, but other than that, I'm doing all right.
If it wasn't for the seriousness of these bombs, it would almost be comical, you know?
Yes.
It's pretty disgusting. But we got to remember, though, October 31st, that's when the demonic Democrats, their holiday's coming up. Will they pull a real flag this time? Hopefully not. You know, it's kind of, hopefully we'll...
Well, exactly. My gut tells me we're not out of the woods with 12 days left. I think they're going to pull some serious crap.
Yeah, those bombs are almost, if it wasn't such a serious thing, they're almost laughable. It's unreal, you know? I've been calling around to my local politicians, and they believe the same thing, that these bombs are totally fake, and it's pretty bad here.
Well, that's what I'm hearing from everybody. I mean, no one is buying this. I mean, it's not just Lou Dobbs and former deputy FBI directors and bomb disposal experts on CNN, MSNBC, NBC. They're all saying this is ridiculous. But again, maybe this isn't ham-fisted. Maybe we make fun of this and that, because that just identifies as the Democrats as victims, and then the big attack comes. I don't know, but I don't know, but I'm certainly paying attention.
Right. Same with me here. One more thing about the southern border. General Mattis put down troops at the border, but I've been calling all around again to my politicians, and why not put a strategic FOB, if you will, forward operating base, about 300-400 miles inside of Mexico to do triage to these people to get them back, you know, either to their countries or actually give them a golden ticket to come to America. You know?
Well, that's a great point. Yeah, like, oh, you claim you're great. You got a degree. You're not a criminal. Whatever. You really are a political dissident. Boom. Yeah, they could set up one of those, and the hobbits there at the bases could do that. But will Mexico allow that? I think the answer is no, because Mexico's really been involved in all this.
Well, see, Mexico was already invaded by these immigrants going across their borders. We are just doing it for humanitarian reasons.
Well, no, I totally agree. No, you're right. When they allowed that invasion force to pour across, as the vanguard for all the others behind it. They open the gate for our national security to go in there and clean up house. And it won't be the first time we've marched into Mexico City. And if the Mexican military wants a fight, they're going to get one. But I don't want to go to that point. But this is a real war. This is strategic. And if Trump calls for it, I back it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Assistant Deputy Director of the FBI on Fox News, CNN, saying it's fake bombs, not even real. You've got all these EOD experts, even on CNN, saying it's all fake. And, of course, you've got the Democrats being mailed these bombs, and it's not gone through the Postal Service, and people are saying this is a way to just get attention. This is a way to make yourself look like a victim. And I've questioned it. I've said, wow, look at the timing. You say that I'm calling for violence. Trump's calling for violence. You don't have any examples of that, but the left is really calling for violence. A New York Times article out today about fantasizing about the assassination of Trump. Rosie O'Donnell says, martial law, use the military to kill the president. Phil Mudd says it on CNN, former deputy director of the CIA. I mean, these people get mailed these devices. It turns out they're fake devices. And it's all over the news that, oh, my God, Trump's got to be impeached. You know, his hateful rhetoric's causing it. Anybody could mail themselves something or have it delivered and say they're a victim. And it starts in the hierarchy of the Democrats, George Soros, the Clintons, Obama, right down. I mean, take this package that got mailed to me today. Dr. McCampshot, please. I mean, right here. What is this? They were telling me. I mean, did a Democrat mail this to me? Because it says Alex Jones. Hillary Clinton, 50 Dark Heart Lane, Globalist California, 90666. How in the hell do they have our real address? Gosh, that even looks more real than what they mailed. And, of course, just like CNN did, look, we're not going to treat this like it's a real bomb. Let's just get right in here. Wow, that looks a lot more real. Whoa, Hillary's face is on it. That means she sent it. Because they put right-wing stuff on there or whatever, that means the right-wing sent it. Hillary sent this. Her picture's on it. Hold on. It's ticking.
I got another package that was just sent to you. This was just dropped off by a Mr. Hodgkinson or something. Mr. Hodgkinson, I don't know. He said he just got released from a penitentiary. But, so, Alex.
Hey, did you hear the creepy porn lawyer and one of the accusers of Kavanaugh is under criminal investigation for indictment?
Oh, really? Maybe he sent that then to distract from that, maybe.
Oh, no. No one would ever send something to their political enemy or send it to themselves to then be the victim.
Is that a Hillary Clinton head on there?
She did it.
Then that's obviously her.
We're anti-Hillary. We're right-wing Christians.
Oh, my gosh.
Clearly, Democrats just sent me this bomb.
Oh, my gosh. When is
they just dynamite. Twin dynamites here in Austin. We've been sent
hold
dynamite.
On, Alex. Hold on.
No. In fact, whoever sent this is a bomber. Doesn't matter it's fake. Doesn't matter it's satire. Doesn't mean it didn't. Doesn't matter it didn't really happen. The clock is ticking. There's a clock. Hillary's picture's on it. These aren't road flares. These are TNT dynamite. This is a bomber. Bombing attack.
Alex, I got a box here.
They're calling it a bombing. Hold on. Be quiet, dude. This is serious. They're calling it a bombing. They're calling it a bombing that people got mailed fake bombs. So this is a bombing, too. Hillary Clinton tried to bomb InfoWars. Sorry, dude. Go ahead.
Well, I got this box here, and it's from Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Fraud, Florida.
Well, we're gonna open that in a moment. Let me open this one first. Okay, Owen, you were sent this to Alex
just
Jones.
Got sent to you. Hold on, Alex. Look at what the this is to Alex Jones, but from Soros headquarters. Alex, read that. What is that? Is it
Soros headquarters 666 Hell Highway, Baphomet, New York.
Oh, my gosh. And look at this. This actually came in the priority mail. This is an official priority mail box. Clearly official. I mean, look at how. I mean, Alex, this is amazing. This was just dropped off by the mail. Let's look at it, Alex.
Or somebody at his house did. Okay.
This just got dropped off by mail.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Whoa. I'm not even worried about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, another bomb.
Oh, my gosh.
And look. Look, it's got a microchip on it, got some circuitry. It's counting down here. Oh, it says bomb.
It even says bomb. Oh, no. It says bomb on it.
I'm really scared, Mike. Oh, George Soros is on it. Oh, my God. Oh, George Soros, it's his fault.
Is it about to go off? Hold on, what's going on here?
You know, hold on.
Oh. Sorry, I thought.
Listen, we joke about this. But this is what they're saying, that I'm guilty, Trump's guilty, we're all guilty of these fake bombs, so these are real, too. We got Hillary mailed us a bomb, because there are pictures on it.
Mine's ticking.
Dr. McCann, shot, please. Yours is ticking as well?
It's ticking.
This one says bomb. What does that mean? Okay, dude, let's go back to Rob Dew, news director, InfoWars, and NewsWars.com. Tell me what you got. This is another priority mailbox.
Priority mail, Debbie Wasserman Schultz return address, which... You know, and I open it up.
Why don't you come on in here, Owen, stay with us. Come on in here where we have the mic. I'm going to show this in the studio.
Another bomb.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz sent you a bomb.
She's got her face on it. She looks a little cross.
Hold on. We got a broadcast from the road. Everybody get out of the office. Everybody get out of the office. Folks, we have had... No, seriously, Rob, come on in here. You know what? Oh, it says there's 5 minutes till it detonates. It's all right. Okay. Come on in here with Owen and share my...
5 minutes, because I want to be like Mr.
Now, let's show all these. My God, this is national news. Not a hoax or anything. You know, just an innocent gopher. Nothing to worry about. Let me just show you this. Oh, my God, it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, cross-eyed. Well, that's definitely her. That's a real picture of her. So that's left wing. Folks. This is the rhetoric of Soros and Schultz and Hillary, you know, saying we're all evil and fake news. This caused someone who's their supporter to send us these bombs that are set to detonate. This one's set to detonate at 5:10 today. This one's set to detonate in about 30 seconds. This one just says bomb.
No, Alex, I'm willing to report, at least I'm willing to report it. I have no evidence, but I'm willing to report that it was actually someone that was on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list this morning doing research that read that InfoWars is the bad guy, so they came and drop off these. These are clear bombs. I mean, just look at this. High circuitry here, very complex. I mean, this is not the work of an...
It'll take weeks until after the election to figure out what Democrat sent us this, but we've got clues here.
Those look deadly.
I mean, if you look at this, this is clearly like... I mean, somebody very...
She is beautiful, though.
That.
I mean, if the face blew off that, that's a paper cut right there.
Well, these are actually much more dangerous as road flares. You can actually burn a building down. The others were inert. They admit they're fake. And, of course, this is satire. I'm going to come back with all the serious former Navy bombing expert, Air Force civil engineer bombing topic, Marine bombing topic, law enforcement, police officers next, Devin, and then Curtis and team man. We're going to get to all of you before former head of CIA psychological operations. Seriously, Steve Pachinik joins us. But this has been satire before they say we put out a fake bomb hoax. No, it's the Democrats that have been caught that did that. And they're the ones, and we're just illustrating how anybody could just deliver crap like this and then say it's real, but all the experts say it's not, and they're still breathlessly doing this. This is their false flag. This is ridiculous.
Oh, these aren't real? These aren't real?
No, no.
No, this is a bombing. Didn't you see CNN?
Yeah, just a, exactly. A bombing happened. Nobody's been...
This is a bombing. And why don't we should be like Jaco on CNN when he said he was in the Gulf War getting bombed.
But he wasn't.
And
or the babies in incubators.
It's a bombing.
It's a real bomb. Boom, boom, boom. All right, stop it, guys. This was all satire before they say we're serious.
All right, here.
Just like Hillary's ever going to really be president.
That's meant for you. It's obviously.
No, I got to get serious with these EOD people who I appreciate holding. It was my idea to do this morning, but it's good job, gentlemen. That was satire to illustrate why are we listening to these liars' crap. They're known liars. They stand again. The bombs are fake. This is absolute horse manure. And this is what they come up with now? I mean, this is like Keystone Cop crap. Okay. Laurel and Hardy are now running the Democratic Party, and no one's buying it. Because America's awake. You thought you'd intimidated us. No, we were asleep. All you did was wake us up. I promise we're taking all your calls. T-Man, Ethan, Curtis, Craig, Devin, Steve, Riley, Steven, everybody. Straight ahead. Whatever you do, spread the link. Newswars.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You'll see the fake media come out and say that we seriously called it a fake bomb threat on ourselves. No, that's what the Democrats, all evidence points towards, have done. We're not saying that on your screen, the fourth bomb was delivered here. It's a apple bomb from George Soros is real. I mean, it really is some wires and an apple and a thing that says bomb on it. But it's just how ridiculous these scumbags are, and the fact that we're finally awake to them and finally questioning what they do, and everything they do turns to crap. And we got loaded lines from amazing former EOD police officers, you name it. I want to go to Devin in Missouri, law enforcement police officer on bombs. Then we'll go to everybody else that's holding. You're on the air. Thanks for joining us, Devin.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me on, Alex.
What's your take on all this?
You know, I'm kind of like you sometimes, where there's just so many different avenues you can take this. So I had to kind of focus my thinking, and from an investigator standpoint, thinking about the bombs themselves, it's just ridiculous. The bombs are so poorly made, and they were sent to so many different people. Getting into the psychology of whoever sent them, it prima facie to me, it's pretty obvious.
And explain that. Who benefits is almost always the key, and then you check it out, and it leads down that, and that's where you're at. Key bono, who benefits, who has the motive, who has the history, who's pre-hyping their victims while they're calling for violence, and then it's dud bombs. None of them go off. All the experts say they look like they're fake, and then they're grandstanding about it 12 days from an election.
So if I had to take a guess, my best educated guess, it just looks like it benefits Democrats, and they can gather sympathy from this. They can make themselves look like victims, and they can get a lot out of this. I don't think people realize how the tool that this can be for them moving forward. And what I really wanted to tell you about, Alex, this is the second part of my thinking, and I think you'll really find this interesting if you haven't already maybe thought about this yourself. You see, I'm from Missouri. The second thing that really, this dawned on me a couple days ago. I was thinking about how you're being demonized, InfoWars, Patriots in general. I thought about the MIAC report. You remember that?
Oh, that we got from federal marshals that literally was teaching them that veterans are the number one enemy. They said there will be IEDs. We're going to have a war with the militia. And they were saying radical Islam doesn't exist. It's all Christians. And veterans were the number one enemy.
They were telling us police officers, here in Missouri, that, Ron Paul stickers, target these people. And we were like, what?
They were saying Ron Paul, get out of the Fed stickers are a code to kill cops.
Yeah, yeah. And till this day, there is still some sense of that out there for some officers. And it's just ridiculous. But that was one of the first things that popped into my head. And then you mention all the time things like the Oklahoma City bombing, and it all ties in. This has been going on for a very
long time. Oh, this is a leftist narrative to frame Americans as terrorists when the right-wing terrorists don't exist other than McVeigh, and that was fake. And it's the left. Obama sat at the feet of the weathermen.
Yes.
They have the history. Previous activity is the greatest indicator of what? Future behavior.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's the psychology we're dealing with. And, I see you got the MIAC report pulled up. And like I said, just being from Missouri, that's something that kind of hit home for me personally, but it should.
Well, by the way, it was going out to everybody. It was just Missouri got its version written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, so you guys got it out to us. Well, God bless you, Devin. Amazing points. Anything else?
No, just want to say that I'm thank you very much for having me on, and God bless you guys.
God bless you. Absolutely. Don't thank me. I thank you. You know, I used to buy into the anti-cop stuff a little bit just because I'm a constitutionalist and they could be a danger if they were bad. And the cops aren't perfect, but on average they're more awake, and the military is more awake than anybody, and that's why the left hates them. That's why they want to control you. And it's why they hate us. They just hate this country. And law enforcement and the military represent the nation, and that's where the power is at the end of the day, and they want to control you. But their attempt to turn the military against America backfired. It backfired spectacularly. Some cops still buy into it, but, you know, that's their problem. There's always going to be idiots. Oh, we got so many good callers. Who has been holding the longest now? Let's talk about bombings. Former Navy, Stephen, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, brother, what do you think about this situation?
Oh man, this is just out of the playbook, you know. It's something that I think we've seen this in the past, and I tell you, amigo, this is something else. Those bombs, they look like toys that you can purchase at the Walmart or something, and except for the one with the picture on it and the writing on it. You know, that had to be
Oh, yeah, a bomb's going to blow up. You don't put writing on it to frame people. But, again, if you put Hillary's picture on a bomb, she must be behind it. We could mail ourselves fake bombs and then say Hillary did it with the same amount of credibility. The cops would be here in 10 minutes to arrest us. They would see right through it. The bomb that was removed from the building right by here was a serious bomb. No, this is the real thing, said de Blasio. Again, when people start saying, out of the blue without being questioned, this is real, what does that tell you?
Oh man, that just tells me that there's a bigger thing behind it.
Exactly. If you walked on a car lot that you think's a new car lot, and let's say you were buying a Ford Explorer, and you walk in and the guy goes, "This is a Ford Explorer. It's new, but I can give you a discount." You'd start thinking that's a car that's already been wrecked or something, and you do a search and find out he was lying. See, at a new car lot, they wouldn't say, "Oh, by the way, this is new," would they?
Right.
They wouldn't say, oh, by the way, this is a real bomb. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if you were like this as a kid, but, you know, we used to blow up a lot of M-80s and stuff, and, man, those would do a lot more damage than what these so-called bombs are capable of.
Oh, let me tell you, it was about 10 years ago. I put a bunch of, just for fun, a bunch of those mortars in an Imperial Walker that I'd had since I was a kid, and I literally got out of storage. I blew it up. It was like 35 years old, 40 years old, and I was 50 feet away, and a piece of plastic hit me between the eyes and cut me, and I said, whoa, I better not do this again. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and me and my buddies, we used to, you know, get like a milk carton or a plastic milk jug and, you know, break some firecrackers and put the powder inside there. And have a fuse in there, tape it up, and man, that'd make a nice pop, you know.
We all did it,
man. These things that they're showing now, brother, they're like candy, you know.
When my dad was a child on their big ranch, that you could still buy dynamite at the local supply store. They made you fill out a form, and my dad was 10 years old with his dad going and putting quarter sticks of dynamite in stumps that they couldn't get out with tractors to clear land. And now, look at America. Back then, you took guns to school. Kids could have dynamite. We didn't have bombers back then because we didn't have communists. God bless you. I appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. And the former head of psychological operations for somebody's joining us. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. Myotree Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to host it in the next hour with Roger Stone joining us. We got T-Man, Ethan, Curtis, Randy, Greg, Shane, Garrett, Steve, Riley. And I said, if you're EOD, current, former law enforcement, military, they've all made incredible points. We'll get to your calls throughout this 30 minutes, and then Dr. Steve Pachinik leaves us into the next hour with Roger. But this will be the group of calls we can get to, because I don't want to leave people holding. But I promise I'll get to all of you. I respect your time. Please stay there. Please don't forget, we're kicking the globalist ass. I just plug once an hour. We have free shipping store-wide and 50% off all the supplements, 35% off high-quality storable foods, other big discounts. Because they took five of our six payment processors, and I had to sell our Christmas specials, our Black Friday specials, our Cyber Monday specials all at once. We did all the specials. Well, we got a backup and another backup, praise God, payment processor. And we had Soros breathing down our neck, huge harassment. I had to file lawsuits over it, you name it. So it's very expensive. And at these sales, we're making like 10-15% on some of these products. But, boy, are we selling a lot of them. And you can see all the five-star reviews except for our two new products that haven't got reviews yet. So get your X2, the last run of that, because we just can't secure it from the deep breath crystals anymore. The Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver. The Brain Force Plus, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And the fact that they haven't destroyed us, and really core audience, we've just gotten stronger. Our outreach has gotten hammered. And I'm not bragging. You know the good news. The video's on the site. I was totally ineffective at the Trump rally, first one I went to, because I was mobbed. 90% of people acted like I was Elvis Presley. Okay? And again, that shows we launched the Trump movement. Americana's back, no matter what happens to Trump. So be positive. That said, though, Dr. C. Pachinik ran psychological operations for the State Department, another three-letter agency, best-selling author, researcher, co-wrote Tom Clancy's book, stevepachinik.com. And I'm trying to get him to come in studio. And he offered years ago, and then I asked him lately, and he makes little jokes. But because we never met in person, but he's been on air with me for 17 years now. And we've broken hundreds of major stories. And so, Dr. Steve, good to have you here with us. I don't know your view yet. I haven't looked. What do you make of these ridiculous pipe bombs?
Well, I don't make anything except whoever thought of it or whoever did it or didn't do it or created it has just backfired an entire system that it's not going to work. Whatever was intended to do threat or intimidation, all it did was to jack up what we did, what we call our readiness alert. So the police, the FBI, the post office, they're all doing a great job. And what it's showing to America, quite frankly, on the positive side, is the fact that we do have a national security that is domestic. It's not only external. So Homeland Security is doing well. Ms. Nielsen did an excellent job. The military is doing fine. General Mattis, or Secretary of Defense Mattis, has waived the right for our active military soldiers to go down to the border. Now, that's very unusual because for the first time we're using real live our full-time soldiers on the border.
But that is constitutional.
It is constitutional if it's used for support. And Mattis is a very strict constitutionalist, as is, ironically, Trump. And so both individuals understood very clearly we need a support system on the border behind the great guys in ICE and everybody else who's fighting down there, FBI and all the others. But quite frankly, it is totally, inappropriate for a group of individuals, no matter where they come from, to come to the United States and expect us to take them in with the nonsensical story that they're refugees or they're in, you know, danger of some type of political or economic disaster. Now, I'm an example of a Cuban born in Cuba, came to the United States. My father was a physician. It took us six years to get a visa just to come here so that we could spend 1 year alone so that my father could pass the board exams in order to stay here in the United States. At the same time, he was drafted into the Army, and I was informed that I would be drafted, and I was happy to serve. Those are the conditions under which you come to the United States legally. There is no other approach.
Yeah, you don't mass in some Soros, UN, anti-America leftist base, get brainwashed and given money to come in here waving foreign flags and screaming America's Nazi.
Soros is a buffoon. The good part he had done in the Soviet Union when he brought in Sakharov. I give him credit for that. I was in the Soviet Union when we were working against the Soviets. He took out dissidents, but eventually became too old, too entitled, too narcissistic, and much of a buffoon. And it came back to haunt him, his background, having worked with the Nazis and having trying to make something of himself when he's really not relevant to the United States.
No, I agree. But his money is a big problem. So you're mainly focused on the illegal alien invasion. I'm glad you want to go there. But take the pipe bombs. I know they're not a big deal, but the fact that the media jumped on it, they went with it, they said admittedly, even all the experts on mainstream TV admit they're fake now. It's totally backfired. Why is everything the leftist twisted, they're not even leftist, just the whole Hillary thing that's still halfway attached to our country, just everything it does turns to pure crap. I mean, as a psychiatrist, as a psych warfare expert, as a military officer, as everything you've done, why is suddenly everything they're doing turning to pure garbage? I've never seen anything like it.
Well, it's not suddenly that they're turning to garbage. It's been that it's always been garbage. I mean, one of the things that we have to look back is that Hillary...
No, I agree, but the public sees it as garbage. That's different.
Well, no. Well, that's the perception and the manipulation of the press. But I've got to say, you know, I've got to defend and sometimes the press. I'll give you an example. The New York Times just went after Jeff Zucker for having made comments about the fact that he implicated the president as the source of dissension within the United States. If you look at Maureen Dowd's article on Zucker, she says he's the worst, absolutely the worst CEO that any network has ever had at any time. Frank Bruni, I mean, I don't know these individuals, but he went after Jared Kushner 3 days ago in an article that mimicked exactly what we've been saying for years, get rid of Jared Kushner. So there are those within the system who are really speaking out. Now, do we blame everybody with a broad stroke? No. It's the same way the Alex Jones show goes. They can say whatever they want about Alex Jones, but the truth of the matter is Alex Jones, the persona, the total ambiance of what you are and who you are, it's more than you as a person, will exist and continue. Believe me. There's no way.
I know that. And it's not about me. You're right. It's this persona. It's this paradox. They built me into Godzilla, and then now I'm 10 times bigger.
Roger Stone said something very interesting, which I still will quote, and I think he hit it right on the head. Roger said, look, what we're in the process of is measuring to what degree our systems can tolerate dissension within a cyber nation or an internet, a binary system. You happen to be the measuring stick. And you're a very effective measuring stick because you don't give up. You have a great sense of humor. It's not about you, but you've collected a group of people. Let me tell you, Austin, Texas was not the center of the world 20 years ago. Now, thanks to you and the Jim Baker Association and all the Bushes and all, Austin has become a major center of learning, of, you know, intelligence, and that didn't happen by chance. Who talks about New York nowadays? Who talks about Cornell or Harvard?
This is what you would say 15 years ago, and I didn't know what you were getting into. You were saying it's going to move to the South, it's going to move to Texas, it's over, right. The elites are done.
That's exactly what happened. I said it would move right to the South. I said it would be Texas, it would be Florida. It would be New Mexico, Oklahoma. Basically, we are now the power. The Northeast is finished. The West Coast is finished. I mean, it's replete with homeless. When the New York Times...
Well, stay there. Let's talk about this. And we're not pleased that's the case. But before we can have renewal, we've got to face the facts. But what if they flee here and turn us into that? That's another problem. And your call's coming up.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All these amazing callers that are holding, I'm going to take over Roger Stone's time, part of it, next hour. Go write your calls, then host with Roger Stone, Ethan, Richter, Riley, and we're going to go to all of you. But here's a few crazy clips of Democrats. Here's a small smattering calling for violence and now saying nationalism and the existence of the country is dirty. I asked Rob Dew to put together a compilation the last 2 days of them saying Trump is evil for saying nationalism. He had a 14-minute clip. The average person was like 20 seconds. I said, cut it down. He cut it down to 6 minutes. We never even aired the thing. It's too depressing to watch. But this is them trying to demoralize us, saying we don't even have a country. Well, then what do we have? Who sticks up for our interest, our culture? This is why they're going to lose. They're telling us that America doesn't exist and that we're the bad guys. Here's a few of the clips.
I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
But for when he was elected, what I wrote on Twitter was we should impose martial law till we make sure that the Russians weren't involved in the final tallies of the votes.
And Bob Mueller has indicted 13 Russians for election meddling.
And people were like, martial law, what's wrong with you? You're a lunatic. You're...
Well, he wants to send the military to the border, so.
I want to send the military to the White House to get him.
Oh, who's the command of them?
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Jesus.
We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness.
Wow.
Wow, you're a piece of crap.
I'm a nationalist. Nationalist. Use that word. We're going to talk about that word tonight. It is a favorite of the alt-right.
I shut him down. He goes on to demonize it. The bubbles they live in and the gaslighting they're trying to do, Dr. Steve Pachenik, is like something out of a Kurt Vonnegut novel of just a grand villainy. And I just wonder where they're going to go next, trying to suppress the recovery, trying to suppress the country, and trying to do this. What do you as a psychiatrist and a historian think they're going to do, the establishment, as it becomes clear that everyone is absolutely sick of their crap?
Well, number one, you have to understand every one of those individuals from Madonna to Andrew Cuomo never served in our country. So you have to understand that most of the people, most of the actors, the politicians on the left or whatever, I mean, she's an idiot. I've seen her at Warner Books. She's not very bright. I don't find her a great entertainer, but they're all self-made personas. I mean, you have Andrew Cuomo. His mother, I happen to know his mother, and she was very lovely. I needed her in Zimbabwe. But you're talking about the grandson of a mafioso. Cuomo has never really done anything other than to be a corrupt politician in New York State. I came out of New York State. If you were to say anything about the Cuomo family, you'd know the next word is mafia. He never served. He never had any national.
He never made his bones like Grandpa.
No, that's exactly right. So what you have here are the pretenders. These aren't people of action. You and I are action. You either do it or you don't do it. Lady, Madonna is nothing but self-aggrandizement and narcissism. Rosie Anne, nothing but narcissism, grandiosity. Cuomo, grandiosity, narcissism. Not one day that they ever decide to serve. There's the mayor, another piece of insignificant nothing. He doesn't do anything in New York. He hasn't built a business. He married a former lesbian.
Sure, so let me raise this point to you. What person, because America that produced George Washington, Martin Luther King, who was a great person, Martin Luther King Jr., for the courage he had in his oratory and the things he did, and people like Neil Armstrong, and they say America isn't great. I mean, that is, what is this leftist thing of telling us we suck all day and then telling us it's just that, what's wrong with these people?
Well, what's wrong is the fact that they're not in touch with reality. They don't work every day. They don't have to hustle every day to make a living. They don't go on the highway and drive trucks, where we have the greatest number of truck drivers. They don't build bridges. They haven't created anything that's concrete. What they are, and I've said it from day one, these are process people. These are people who are in process, never having to account for anything. Even though Madonna produces a record, she's not relevant. And the time of relevancy is very short for most of these people. So when they come to the end of their life, they basically say some absurdities to which they have no involvement. They've never served our country. They never went overseas to represent America. They never had to fight anybody to say, I'm an American. They never had to really create a strategy.
And by the way, President Trump recognizes this. He says, before I ever heard on the news, I was told this. I was born into a great country. I did great. I love this nation. But all the world, America's amazing. You know, I like Scotland, but, you know, it's not even as good as the U.S. And I love the people. And I haven't served, but now I'm going to serve by being demonized and being lied about, working 18 hours a day. And he is. He's a commander-in-chief, and Trump is serving now. He is in the firing line. But he respects that, and he gets that. And now at 72, for the last 4 years since he's 68, he has been serving.
That's it. Now you hit it on the head, and I agree with you. He has served our country, and he's still serving it. And he understood where the problem was.
He's lost $2 billion in this fight. That's serving.
Well, but it's not only that. You have to remember from the very time, and I remember 42nd Street when he built the hotel, he did it. How he did it is not relevant. When I had kids in New York, they wanted to.
Well, what is the word? Because let's be honest, he's not mafia, but how did Fred Trump and then him do things in cities that nobody else could do? I heard behind the scenes Fred Trump would beat the hell out of, I mean, not with thugs. I heard Fred Trump would take on like 3-4 guys himself, and that was just basically they respected him so much.
Well, that's the point. You know, when you're in the business of creation, when you're in the business of building, you can't be a nice guy. This is not about being the nice guy. This is about the person who says, get it done. We have X amount of time, X amount of materials, get it done under time.
That's what I'm saying. How could Trump push the mafia out in areas of New York nobody else could?
I don't know whether he pushed them out or he co-opted them. What he basically did in the construction...
Well, sure, he did what nobody else could do.
That's because he understood how to work with them. If you have the mafia or you have any other group of individuals, it doesn't matter what you call them, as long as you utilize them, as long as you understand what the quid pro quo is and you can work with them, that works. Corruption is an innate aspect of any system. Whether they want more or less, that's up to Trump or that's up to the builder. But the reality is you're not pristine in this world. You can't come out as self-righteous and suddenly say, oh, I'm above this all. Even Zucker, who was the one who said something about Trump, the guy was the worst manager of NBC. He had the worst ratings in the history of NBC, yet he was given $30 million to leave. Now he takes over CNN, a dead entity. I was on CNN 25 years ago when it was first started, and we were working up in Northwest Washington. It was barely a studio. So it became an entity under Ted Turner. The guys like Turner, guys exactly like Trump and others, they build, they create. That's what we're about.
And even Turner has told CNN to stop trying to sabotage America. He says it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, and Ted Turner is no fool. He's up in Montana. He raises beefalo. He created a restaurant chain. In other words, those of us who belong to America understand that the essence of America is the right for us to make mistakes, not to succeed, but to make mistakes. Go to Russia and see if you can make mistakes. Go to France and see what a disaster it was when I told you Macron would be a disaster when he came in. And now,
all right, listen, very impressive. Come back with us more often. The audience loves you. We love your knowledge, what's happening. We're 12 days out, though, in closing. Yeah. Maybe we'll leave, but I got to do these calls because they're awesome. But you're awesome, too. Well, things are going well. I mean, people are waking up. But what about them trying, because you're into international finance, too. What about, clearly, China, the EU, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates? They are trying to kill the recovery.
Well, let me put it this way. Trump understands Powell. Powell is a very serious man from Chevy Chase, Maryland. He understands that increasing the interest rates by 25 basis points is going to have a certain effect. But Trump put him in there so he could have a guy to work off of. The economy is doing well. The reason there was a pullback is that the uncertainty that's coming in repeatedly and the noise that's in the background is creating all kinds of problems. But there is a real problem. Facebook is not doing well. Twitter has to improve its performance. Square has to improve its performance. The head of Square and
hold on,
Twitter,
let's do five more minutes. We got to go break. Exactly. And if you look at the algorithms, what they even admit, the censorship big tech did, and not even taking campaign money from conservatives this cycle, they're killing themselves with the censorship. It's conservatives and nationalists and businesses that actually empower Twitter and Facebook. They've killed us so they can be big, and they're bringing the whole economy down. Meanwhile, we're doing better than ever thanks to listener support. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. But what I really want to do is reach new people. So share the live link, share the articles. You are unstoppable when you get excited and take action. Hour number four, 2 minutes away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.